Welcome to Crawl Space. This is episode 24. This is like the other episode that we just done, which was about the death penalty. This is an updated one. But instead of this old episode is called school shootings. This one's called mass shootings. But we're still going to be talking about school shootings, you know, because, you know, it is a mass shooting. And basically talk about our opinion on it. And we'll go from there, I guess. But this is another one that we're kind of like the other one.
Just updating, which is
Going off notes and just being more freely.
Okay, so I'm just going to read off a little information about some mass shootings that have happened over time. At a country music concert, October 1st, 2017, Las Vegas, Nevada, there were 59 dead and 422 injured. Orlando, Florida, it was at a gay nightclub called Pulse, June 12th, 2016, 50 dead, 53 injured. In 1922, a coal mine went on strike, and three guards were killed, and 20 mine strikers were killed within a period of 2 days, June 21st and June 22nd. May 17th, 2015, Waco, Texas, 9 dead, 18 injured. It was a motorcycle gang dispute. Rival gangs ran into each other and decided to have a shootout. November 1st, 2013, and LA Airport, 1 dead and 4 injured. It got shut down pretty quickly. And you guys have probably heard of this one for sure. So I know other ones you have too, but this is the Columbine school shooting, April 20th, 1999, in Colorado. 15 dead, including the two shooters, and 24 injured. The shooters committed suicide. It was the deadliest school shooting in the U.S. Evidence of psychopathy in Harris and depression in Klebold, if I said that correctly. They attempted some bombs as well, but they did not detonate. They tried to turn their cars into bombs and place some backpack bombs in the school, and they said that it would have killed everyone in that area if they would have actually detonated, but something happened to where thankfully they did not. And they also put 15 crosses on a hill in memory, two of them included for the two shooters. These next two are very recent. The Walmart in El Paso, Texas, August 3rd, 2019. A lone gunman killed 22 people and 24 injured. The FBI says possible hate crime and investigating for domestic terrorism. It happened from 10:39 to 10:45 in the morning, so a very short period of time. The shooter had published a white nationalist anti-immigrant manifesto before the attack. It's been the deadliest shooting in 2019, seventh deadliest in U.S. since 1949, third deadliest in Texas. Our next one is Dayton, Ohio, August 4th, 2019. 10 people were killed, including the shooter, 27 injured, 14 were shot by the gunman. The gunman was shot by police within 32 seconds of the first shots. It happened at 1:05 a.m. at Ned Pepper's Bar. Found in the shooter's home afterwards were writings showing an interest in killing people. There were no racial or political motive that they could find, so he honestly just had a way to think of killing and decided to do a mass shooting.
Well, probably. I've noticed it seems like once one mass shooting happens, there's more follows, and then it dies down, then it picks back up. A lot of people don't realize, too, like, mass shootings have been around forever.
Well, the one 1922, yeah.
You can go back to, like, you know, back in the...
Yeah, you can go further.
Western days, you know, they might call that just the war, but, you know, like, gun violence has always been around. Like, I'm not for guns, I'm not against guns. I don't own a gun. Like, I've shot guns. Well, I've shot one gun. I've just never been a fan of guns. Nothing per se. It's more like, I guess you could say, like, I've never liked loud noises since I was little. So it's kind of just followed with me to my adulthood. But, like I said, I can understand both sides of the spectrum. But if you take people's guns away, like, I'm sure somebody can go out and stab a few people tonight or... Like the Oklahoma City bombing, you know, that was with like fertilizer. So,
I'm not very religious, but that quote, it always, when we talk about this, it always comes in my mind. I think it says Cain killed Abel with a rock. Like, you're, if you want to kill someone, you are going to find a way to kill someone. So I don't think it's necessarily the gun issue. It's a people issue. And I don't think it's over politics. I don't think it's over, like, anything. Like, yeah, they said that that shooter from El Paso, like, supported Trump or whatever. But Trump didn't say, hey, and go kill people.
Well, a lot of people...
Like, I don't support Trump. I'm not for him. I'm not against him. I really don't care. I'm not much into politics, and I'm not trying to argue about it. But I think if you're going to kill someone, you're going to do it. And if you're going to go shoot people, like a mass shooting, you're just going to kill a bunch of innocent people for something, then you're an idiot. And you're going to do that regardless. You're going to kill people. If you have the motive to kill, you're going to kill no matter what it is. But everybody tries to make it something that it's not. And plus, if you let everyone take your guns, I don't have a gun, but when I can own one, I would like to, just for protection purposes, because if you take everyone's weapons away, and then the government decides to pull some shady shit, then you're going to have no way to defend yourself. So I think everyone should have a good way to defend themselves against whatever the enemy has. Not saying the government's the enemy, but it could quickly turn that way. You never know. But the mass shootings are ridiculous. People need to quit killing innocent people. People need to quit killing people, period. But if you have a problem with a certain person, try for them, not, you know, the 3-year-old in fucking Walmart.
Well, did he act? Well, things with the kids getting shot, like, you don't know if he's actually targeting that, which he shouldn't have shot. You know, if he wouldn't stop.
If you go into a Walmart and start just spraying bullets, there's bound to be kids.
Well, yeah, but that might not be his intention. But either way, he shouldn't have done it anyway.
He still did it.
But yeah, like, one thing with mass shootings, no matter where, like, and like, if it's an intentional, like, you know, religion, like, religion and politics should not be brought into it, because it's, mass shootings are kind of like, you know, they're not a serial killer per se, but, you know, you don't see politics getting really brought into serial killers and stuff. Like, you know, they kill multiple people, but it's over, they got cool-off periods when a mass shooting all happens at once.
They're still killing people.
Well, yeah, that's, for no reason. That's what I'm saying. That's basically what it boils down to. Like, politics and religion has nothing to do with it. It's just, they're going to go out and kill somebody, and instead of doing that, they kind of like, they make a loud boom, so to speak, in the world, and it's kind of like when 9/11 happened, you know. Whether you believe, well, some people think it didn't happen, you know, the whole conspiracy and all that. But
it's a terrorist attack.
9/11 stopped, you know, the world that day. Like, everything stopped. So with a mass shooting, especially one, you know, that's pretty good size, because I think mass shootings have to be at least 4 people shot.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the Walmart one, you know, it kind of, it don't have the impact that 9/11 had, but it has a impact, you know, for that community.
Everyone feels for it all around the
world. And, you know,
it's
the news,
news.
Yeah, the news and everything. So it's kind of like they make a boom till, you know, they get their 15 minutes of fame, which with the El Paso, you got all the conspiracists with that. Like the Trump, the dude was going to do it no matter, you know, Trump was president or not. Like, he already talked, like, I think that was just him. So, basically, probably boils down to how he was raised. Like, there had to have been something in him triggered, which, yeah, he might agree with what Trump said, but that don't mean that Trump caught, like, went out there. Because I saw people, like, commenting that it was, like, the Charles Manson stuff, which was dumb in my, like, my point of view on that. But, like, my thing, like, most people, you know, you got the mass shooting. It's that there's a picture going around. It's, like, mass shooting, thoughts and prayers. You know, gun control, and then, I can't remember, but it basically loops around, like, not to be mean, but, you know, thoughts and prayers don't help, which they could put some control on guns, you know, do, like, they need to put a step further in trying to actually help, like, just saying thoughts and prayers, you know, that, it's being nice, but that's just kind of saying, hey, I'm nice, I'm gonna do this for you, but it's not doing anything, like, make an impact in a good way.
It doesn't bring people back literal things like laws and everything else. Like, just everything needs to be done. This does not need to happen. It doesn't need to continue. But then again, sorry, this is a very touchy subject for me. But then again, it could be all planned by the government. They probably send these people in there, because there's also a picture of the El Paso shooter going around where he's wearing cargo pants. Everyone knows cargo pants, you know, the pockets and everything. You can see the picture. He has on the earmuffs to protect from sound and safety glasses. Okay. So he comes out in khakis. And there's two pictures of two guys. They think there's two shooters, but they say, but the police say there was only one, but these two guys look nothing alike. So, I don't know. There's people that said there were two shooters, like people that were there. Well,
they said there might have been more than two.
Well, yeah, I'm not sure exactly on everything. It's just from little pieces I've read here and there. But, like, it very could well be all planned by the government. I know that probably makes me sound like a paranoid person that lives in a bunker, but that's not the case. It very well could be. That is a possible thing. It could be, like, you know, population control trying to make it look like a big tragedy or whatever. I don't know. I don't trust it. And either way, it needs to stop, regardless of who's planning it, who's doing it, what it's being done for. It doesn't matter. It needs to quit. And I would really like to see something be done about it. I would like to be behind a movement to get things, you know, settled to where this does not happen ever. I know, obviously, that's probably not practical, but it needs to be really freaking hard to be able to just get a gun and go shoot someone up or stab people. I don't know. We got to do something as a world. Like, we have to be better people. We have to grow, be better people, and deal with our shit and not take it out on innocent people around us.
Well, it's kind of like the thing that people are posting, like, you know, nobody saw him walking in, like the Walmart people, but they'll check, you know, make sure you have that water or whatever.
Exactly. Who didn't see this guy walking in? Like,
and well, you had the time. It said like it was only like a few minutes, which yeah, like
somebody saw him in the parking lot.
Like,
he walked in the front door.
Which, in a sense of that, though, too, you could do that instead of, you know, people's like all thoughts and prayers. Like, if say you're in the parking lot and you saw that guy walk in. Shoots all his people.
Call 911 and call in the store.
And that's what I'm like. You're just saying, like, what I'm saying is, like, you watch the dude walk in, shoot everybody, and then you're, you know, on Facebook, thoughts and prayers. Like, you were right there. You could have stopped him or said something to get, you know, the situation maybe under control. Like, you might.
Exactly.
Which a lot of people are scared, which that was that one guy, you know, the one that, like, grabbed the kids and, like, took other areas. You know, that's being a hero in that sense.
Yeah.
Same thing, which.
You're doing what you can at that moment.
Which, not to blame cops, but I know, like, with the Columbine, they talked about where the cops were slow going in, which it's kind of gotten better.
Well, they were afraid to trigger the bombs, weren't they?
Well, though they didn't know how many shooters there was.
Oh.
Too, like, that's what a lot of the problems is, you know, you got multiple people calling, and they're like, oh, you know, I heard gunshots galore, saw a bunch of people. So they kind of got to wonder, like, are they going in to see one shooter? Are they having to deal with multiple shooters? So they got to, you know, put their safety in it. But kind of cops, Columbine, like I know, which they got some of them, you know, out through the windows and stuff like that. But it, and it's sad, though, like what people said about the whole book bag thing, that's, you know, with the
bulletproof
book bags, which I can't believe they're over $100. Like,
well, it's bulletproof material. It's expensive.
It still should not be a money scam. That is a money scam.
Yeah, it definitely is.
If you're wanting to save children's lives, which...
You shouldn't make it so expensive. Because you can definitely not afford that, especially with multiple children. You can't afford that with one child, especially not multiple. So.
Yeah, that's just outrageous. Which, set of thoughts and prayers, that would be something to do.
But also, like you've said before, the bulletproof book bags, like... If a kid is turned around, like, you know, it happens within a matter of seconds.
Shoot him in the chest, shoot him in the head. Like,
yeah,
that's not
like,
gonna,
you could,
you're paying,
you could still miss that book bag.
Well, like $119, $120 for a book bag that might not do nothing. Yeah. It's a money scam. Which, in reality, it might put your mind at ease. But, you know, like...
I think it's sad that we have to worry about it, and that has to be something that exists.
Yeah. Well, it's never going to go away. It's always existed. Like,
it always has. It always will.
There's a school shooting, which it wasn't very big, in West Virginia. You know, only one boy was killed, but...
That's one boy. That's someone's son. That's someone's brother. It's someone's grandchild. It's someone... Yeah, like...
It was like a bull. I think he bullied him. That's basically what it boils down to, which that's what they say with that Columbine. Like,
you still shouldn't shoot them, but bullying needs to stop also, because there's people that can't handle it. It's mean. It's rude. Just be kind to people. I am heated. Y'all, I am heated about this.
And that's kind of like what I was saying earlier, like with, you know, school shootings and stuff like that. If you bully a kid and they go out and shoot up a school, you know, that's, they're making their boom. They're being known, like Columbine. No matter what happens to that school, they're going to be known for that. They're going to be known for the shootings. You know, that Walmart, it's going to be known for where that shooting happened. All these places that have mass shootings, that's what they're going to be known for, no matter what they turn into. If, you know, if they get tore down, that land is always still going to be known that. That land is going to be, you know, just a hot spot for negative energy from now on. And it's always going to be imprinted of people going there and be like, hey, that's where, you know, the shooting happened, you know, so many years ago. You know, anybody can go shoot up a place, kill somebody, and it imprints that energy there. And like I said, it makes their boom. That place is known. And like I said, they're talked about. The El Paso shooter could have died right then and there. He's going to be talked about. You know, he's alive, so of course he's going to be talked about. But like, what was his name? The Batman Holmes. Was it James? The guy shot up the theater. Like people, like women write him constantly from like articles and stuff I've read. But like I said, going back to what I'm saying, like Columbine, you know, they commit suicide and they're talked about a lot. You know, I'm sure anybody talks about Columbine School, they bring up Eric and Dylan.
We're not trying to cut you off there, but about the Columbine, where they put 15 crosses up, that 15 dead, including two shooters. I'm sorry, like, I still know that the shooters are someone's family. I understand that. That's still someone's kids. I get it. But do not stick two crosses of the people that murdered them by them. No, they don't need a memory, because guess what? Like Bruce said, they made their boom. They'll always be known. They'll always be talked about. And they did it in a bad way. Bad publicity is still publicity. And I think it's awful. They should not have put two crosses next to the other ones for those two people.
Yeah, if you're going to do that for them, don't do it where they done it at.
That disgusts me. Like, that literally disgusts me.
Yeah, don't
do it. I'm sorry for their families, but your kids turned out to be shooters. They have killed other children. I don't know. I just don't think they should be in the same area. You want to do a memorial for them? Do it somewhere else.
Yeah, not like I said,
they murdered them.
They caused that.
Their killers are having a memorial right next to them. And that's awful.
Yeah, even if they were shot by the cops or something, no, they still cause a shooting no matter what. They're the ones that caused it and sparked everything.
Exactly. That really pisses me off.
Which, like I said, they talk about bullying and all that to them and just a various bunch of things with them.
A lot of people are bullied and don't kill people. Like, yes, it sucks, and bullying needs to stop as well. Raise your kids to be nice, respectful people, not little assholes. So, there you go. And I know it's hard because kids are assholes anyway, but you got to do your best with them and try to teach them how to be kind the best that you can.
Well, it's kind of like what we were talking about in our one episode, Do Mothers Cause Killers? It's the whole aspect of, like, everybody gets raised up different than people that gets raised up the same. You know, some things trigger them differently. So,
some people take a different path with it.
Yeah, like, you might, like with a bully, you know, you might bully a kid so bad and bully another kid, and that kid, you know, turns out to be, you know, amazing in life, and the other kid, you know,
it triggers him to kill all of you.
Or he ends up killing himself.
Exactly. Like, bullying is a serious problem. It needs to quit. It causes a bunch of stuff. Like, just be nice to each other. Like, I don't understand it.
Which, with, like, the mass shooting, like, with El Paso, if it was, you know, he was after...
Well, he posted signs. Somebody should have seen him. Somebody on his friends list should have been like, oh, my God, this guy is, like, really, he's posting guns. He's posting about white supremacy and all this stuff. Like, somebody should have been like, hey, I'm worried about this guy.
Well, we're in 2019. Racism, I know, is still a thing, but it shouldn't be anymore.
Exactly.
It should be accepted, like, that's stupid, which...
So him being a racist asshole, that right there, that alarms me. And I know where we live at, you know, that's... Racism is still very big around here.
And Texas, it's very... Like, we just talked about in the... in the episode 5 with the death penalty, with that one guy I was talking about that was black, that's on death row for possibly something he didn't commit. And it's probably... You know, all racist.
Exactly. Like, if you're a racist person, for one, you piss me off in general. Your existence pisses me off. And you don't need to be racist. Like, literally, what is so bad about having different skin? Because I guarantee there's all kinds, even if you think that white people are the best, there's all kinds of different white people. There's darker complected white people. There's super light skin. Some are albino. Like, you can't judge people by their skin. Just fucking stop.
If you're going to be bad, you're going to be bad no matter what man, woman, child, color of skin. You know,
yeah, any background. Make you who you are.
It's, yeah, you're going to be bad no matter what.
Your personality is your personality, regardless of your skin, your hair, your eyes, what the fuck ever. I am heated. I am pissed.
There's no, basically, you shouldn't divide the nation because it's never there when you're a kid. You know, us as adults teach that in our children.
Exactly.
Well, not everybody.
Kids play with everyone until they're told not to.
Same thing with, like, what they talk about, like, where I remember saw a thing with, like, name brand stuff. Like, we, as parents, you know, we're parents, you know, we have a bigger impact on our children. So, like I said, with, like, what I was talking about earlier with the El Paso shooter, you're kind of looking at, you know, if all this, the him being racist and everything before Trump became president, you know,
I'm not... He was probably raised that way.
Well, yeah, I'm not blaming his family, but, you know, that's a way you can look at it. He might have been raised that way.
A lot of people,
or even if he wasn't raised by his parents, something still could have still been, which he might have just picked it up on his, you know, on his own by watching like videos from like a long time ago. You know, it's,
which he may, like, I don't know. I'm not blaming his family either, but a lot of people were raised to be racist and, like, you know, old fashioned, like way back when, and they haven't killed people. But guess what? If you're racist, you're still trash. So I still don't like you, whether you kill people or not. If you're racist, I don't like you.
Much like that, you got, you know, Civil War happened. Look how long that happened.
Back, I know,
in the 1860s, you know, the slave trade and all that, like, it all went away, but yet you still have
there's still racism. People in 2019, freaking 2019, and people are still such assholes about everything. Like, I'm an asshole, but not about shit that doesn't affect me.
It's like that one comedian said, Augie Smith, he was talking about, like, they were going to, like, it's like an old thing that he was talking about. Like, it was Bed Bath & Beyond, about, like, not doing something. No, maybe, I can't remember how it was, but basically what he was saying was, like, whatever they're doing there, he's like, I don't go there, that don't affect me.
Exactly.
And if it's going to, like, why would it affect me? Because I don't go there. There's no point in it affects me. Like, if somebody else goes there, it don't affect me that you go there, because I don't go there. I don't like, if I don't like the store, I'm not going to go there, so I shouldn't be upset if they're going to change, like, a policy or something.
Exactly.
So it's kind of like that with anything. But I don't know. School shooting, like, in a school shooting, like, I wouldn't want one of my children to do that. And like we talked about in the death penalty episode in episode 5, like, if your kid goes out and shoots, which there's always warning signs and stuff, but you kind of look at it though too, like, where did I go wrong? Why did my kid do this? But some things you can't control, even as a parent. Like, you can control it and you might be able to catch their signs, but, you know, some kids go through a lot in school. So, and a lot of them might not tell, you know, what they're dealing with at school.
Some kids hide stuff very well. It's just like anyone else. You can hide things better than other people.
Yeah, with, like, it's like, school shootings can kind of be preventable in a way, you know, which they have, you know, more security and all that. But, like, you know, the Walmart, they're probably going to be changing Walmarts around until they'll be a little bit more
secure.
Yeah, secure and all that. Like, I'm a supervisor for security. And Olivia's mom is a CEO at a juvenile center. Like, well, they say, like, the place I'm at, like, they said it was, like, the, like, top 10 place that, you know, be for a terrorist attack. But whether that's true or not, I don't know. I've been there 9.5 years and had, like, some, like, little things happen, but nothing to the full spectrum. So
thankfully, and hopefully it doesn't happen, because if they wanted to kill everyone within a so much radius, they could.
Yeah, true, but...
So, yeah, I think that would be, like, a terrorist place to go. Like, that's scary to think about. I've thought about it before. I'm very paranoid. I worry about literally everything.
Well, you never know who, like I said, you don't know who's going to copycat somebody. Like, what was that dude that got arrested at Walmart? Like, he had, like, stuff on him, but he didn't do nothing. But he was saying that he was trying to, like, exercise the Second Amendment or something. I didn't read the article. Like, I saw the article, but he got arrested. Like, you don't know. Like when I see somebody that has, like, a gun on their hip, like, I know that, you know, they can carry it, but it kind of, like, I watch them more, because I'm like, well, what if they just, you know, they're just kind of be out in the open about it, and end up doing it. Like, it's scary, because.
See, I'm like that, too. Like, sometimes I'm like, he's either going to protect me, or he's either going to shoot me, or she's going to shoot me or protect me, one way or another. I don't feel safe, and I don't feel, you know, threatened either. I'm kind of neutral, but I'm cautious.
Yeah. Well, and that's another thing, like, if you, like, in a way, even though it could be weird, like, if you see somebody, like, say you are at Walmart or gas station or fast food restaurant, somebody looks depressed or anything, which, not saying a lot of these mass shootings are caused by, you know, depression and all that, but if you see somebody down, you know, talk to them. Be nice. You know, like I said, there's not a lot of good in this world anymore,
it seems. Like, just say something like, I like your shoes, or I like your haircut, something like that. Like, you don't have to be like, oh, I'm going to go talk to the stranger about their life. Just, you know, something small like that could make someone's day.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's a way to, you know, just to kind of put a positive vibe out there. Like, it might not click. Then again, it might subconsciously click in their head. Be like, oh, okay. Which, like I said, not really saying anything with, you know, that's why people, you know, shoot up places. Some people probably just do it for the thrill, to see how many people they can take out, which is messed up. But like I said, it just causes fear
in other places. But that's more on the bullying aspect. Like, somebody could take so much shit all day long, like getting bullied. Like, if they go to school, they could be bullied at school or at work or at home. And then you see them out and you think, like, if you think it in your head, say it to them. Like, if you think, oh, those are really cool shoes, or I really like that shirt, just say it to them. Because that could be the only nice thing remotely said to them at all, like, ever.
That's kind of like what we covered earlier with, like, the racist and stuff. It's like, which, some ways you can't really get out of it, because, like, say your parents raise you to be racist, you know, they might not help. They might
have to change.
Well, they might not help. Their parents might not help it, because that's how they were raised. Like, stuff like that needs to stop.
Yeah, you can be raised that way, but once you become an adult and, like, you know, get your own opinion about things and everything, don't be so closed-minded, don't be so hard-headed, and just, you know, see what you think about it, and you can change that. You can stop the cycle. You can end it. You can end it with your children.
Like, no, that's not going to happen now.
Well, I know, but it could. It could if everybody was not stupid.
That's basically what we're kind of saying.
And if you get offended, then you're one of those stupid people. Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah, we're basically saying, like, you know, we have a lot of negative in this world. If each person does something little positive, you know, then eventually the big picture will be positive. Whether, you know, we know it's not going to happen, you know. The world's never going to be a peaceful, nice place. There's always going to be somebody in it to ruin it.
It's always going to be violent. There's always going to be shooters. There's always something threatening going on.
Well, it's always
you can't
like
live
that.
In peace.
Yeah, it's always going to be like that. It's sad, but, you know, you just got to kind of be cautious of your surroundings. You know, just be cautious at everything, because, like I said, you could be at home. Somebody, serial killer or killer, robs in, kills you. You can go anywhere, get shot by somebody.
You're not safe anywhere. You always have to be cautious, and it's literally ridiculous. Like, humans are a plague of their own. Like, even me and you, like, we are included in that. Like, I feel wholeheartedly about that. Like, everyone needs to do better. I try to make little changes and do things about myself to grow as a person and be a better person and, you know, try to make everything better, but I'm only one person, and I know that not everyone is going to follow that. And not everyone is going to do the little things that would make a big change. Little things make a big change. And I don't think anyone's ever going to do that, because everyone's too lazy and entitled now.
Yeah, it's gotten worse. Which, we're of the younger generation, that usually gets talked bad about.
Yeah. But
Which, you know, we might, well, everybody's got lazy traits and stuff, but, you know, which after, you know, having kids and being, like, you like to have, which this is our relaxing time, you know, either watching, you know, TV shows or movies or recording.
Recording for you guys. I did awkward finger guns.
But, yeah, that's, like, that's just our thing to try to, I guess, get by. It is hard to get by in life, but.
Don't shoot people, no matter what.
Yeah, that's basically the way you look at it. Like, you know, we don't try to do negative things in life. You know, we try to be there for our kids, love them, do stuff with them, and
hope they don't shoot up a school.
Which kind of you could kind of talk like, what would you do if like one of them shot up a school? Like,
I mean, I would feel like I would be pissed. I would be heartbroken, and I would be pissed. And I honestly, I don't know, like, you know, there are children, so, yeah, obviously I'm going to be there for them just because of that simple fact, but I'm not going to condone it. I'm not going to, like, you know what I mean?
Same as, like, the mass shootings, like, if you're about, you know, child down or, like,
yeah,
it's the same thing. It's, like, you kind of wondering, and like I said, we've talked about before, like, where you went wrong and everything. But yeah, like I said, you just kind of got to take day by day, which, like I said, the world is scary. But in a sense, though, you might be a victim of something else more than actual shooting. So you do have, you know, that odds.
But you still have a chance of dying. Someone could stab you. Someone could hit you with a rock. Someone could run you over.
Well, in the way the world is, people rob you over. If you have a quarter on in your pocket, somebody's going to stab you for it.
Yeah, and that's freaking ridiculous. Like, honestly, I'm the type of person, you can just ask me, and if I have it, I'll probably give it to you. If I don't have it, then I honestly don't have it. Well, like, you don't have to rob, steal, and murder, and, you know, cheat people. Like, it's not that bad. Chill out.
But yeah, we hope we kind of covered some. I know we rambled. Yeah, we ramble a lot in these episodes, but it kind of goes into what we mean. Like I said, just, you know, whether it be school shootings or just shootings, you know, especially like the one with the gay bar and all that. Like that, you know, just because you don't believe in, you know, their beliefs, like everybody's fine. Like what a lot of things go around saying, you know, we all get, well, unless you get cremated, but we're all buried in the same 6-foot hole. We all end up in the same spot. And whatever you believe after, you know, in the afterlife, we all end up there.
Exactly. And if you don't agree with it, guess what? That's cool. It's not about you. So just be nice. Keep your mouth shut. If that's the only thing you do is keep your mouth shut that day, you know what? Just you do that because
we're not all entitled.
Be mean and hateful.
We're not all entitled. Nobody's better than anybody else. We're all living on this earth.
Just take each other into consideration and let people be who they are. Don't be, you know, rude. Let people enjoy the little things.
And like the people that's like shot up their places they've worked at because they're mad at somebody. Just don't. Like,
like it's very vague, but seriously, don't.
Yeah, like there's like some that we've, you know, read about that's like, you know, dude shot up a place, he shot some of his coworkers, and it's like, if you're having a bad day, like I said, that can go with what we were saying earlier about having a bad day, you know, by saying something nice to them, because that dude, well, that kind of talked into, he said, like, his place was racist and everything, and they were mean to him. Like, why? There's no point in any of that. So, you know, any type of thing like that, like I said, small little positive thing can help, hopefully eventually cut out some of the negativity in the world.
It'll help make people not snap as easy.
Yeah, that's what we're basically we're saying. You know, by snapping with whatever shooting you do, you know, because I don't see, as of right now, you know, if you want to ban guns, I don't see it really happening.
Well, just like drugs. Drugs are illegal, and people still get them.
Yeah, people are going to find, like I said,
if you're a criminal, you're a criminal. You're going to get whatever you need.
Make guns out of something. Like, that's, like it happens, you know, anyway. Like, violence, no matter what and how it's done, it's always going to be around. But is that all
you have? Yeah, that's all I got. All
right, but thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.